Twitter founder Jack Dorsey has called Elon Musk the singular solution to the company's business problems. And Elon Musk, the world's richest man, is buying Twitter. The thing is, that company has been notoriously unprofitable. So is he the man for the job? And do companies rise and fall because of individual leaders? Let's put this to Will Oremus. He's tech writer and analyst at the Washington Post. Hi, Will.
Thanks for having me.
So you have written that Dorsey's statement about Elon Musk is an example of what's called great man thinking. What does that mean in your mind and in Silicon Valley and Wall Street? Is that a thing?
Yeah, so this is an idea in history that the course of world affairs is directed by people who single-handedly alter the track of history.
Yeah, Napoleon or Thomas Edison, that's the idea.
Sure, Genghis Khan, Martin Luther King, yeah. Now I think there's a more nuanced view that that history is directed by sort of waves of social and economic change, on top of which these great and famous individuals sort of surf, right? They'll capture the mood of the time. And certainly individuals make a difference, but they're not the sole driver of what happens. Now, in business and technology, we have a sort of mythology, especially in Silicon Valley, of the great man, the person tinkering in the garage who makes the invention that changes everything.
Yeah, Hewlett and Packard, the legendary garage, yeah.
There you go. We can think of all these inventors who are credited solely with their inventions. Now, I think what that misses is that they are often really purveying an idea whose time had come. So turning to Elon Musk, this is a great example of someone who is credited with single-handedly revolutionizing entire industries. And certainly there's a case to be made that without Elon Musk, we would have not gotten the electric vehicle revolution at just the time we did. We may not have gotten private space flight and a privatized aerospace industry at the time we did. That said, these were big ideas that Musk had. It was a vision that took advantage of new conditions in technology, and he recruited people who saw that vision. So sort of sub-geniuses at these companies who helped him pull it off. He had J.B. Straubel at Tesla, who was a wizard at energy storage and battery development. He's had Gwynne Shotwell helping to run SpaceX, who's, by all accounts, a dynamic business leader in her own right. And we see that those people and the teams that they were able to recruit were crucial to the success of Elon Musk's past companies.
Mm-hmm. So at Twitter, why couldn't Elon Musk import those same things, these important deputies, import the culture that he created at, say, Tesla, and do the same thing at Twitter?
So this is not to say that Musk couldn't possibly turn Twitter around, but what history tells us is that he's going to need more than just the force of his personality to do so. He's going to need an idea. He's going to need a vision that attracts people. He's going to need to make meaningful change in what Twitter is about if he really wants to change the course of this company. Twitter's big limitation is that it is extraordinarily useful, bordering on addictive, for public figures, celebrities, people who have a public following. But if you don't have that, Twitter feels like shouting into the void a lot of the time. You know, your friends aren't on there. Your family isn't on there. It's really a way for people with a public to connect with that public. If it can't get past that, it will never be the big mainstream service that its investors and shareholders wanted it to be and that presumably Elon Musk would like to see it become.
Now, bringing a vision to a big company that's kind of already constructed and attracting people, attracting leaders to your vision, that's not what Musk is known for, is he? I mean, he's been publicly on the Twitter platform calling out, criticizing people inside the company that's going to become his.
Yeah, so this is a new challenge for Musk. He has built two incredibly successful companies from the ground up, from the startup stage, into Goliaths in their respective fields, talking about Tesla and SpaceX. He has also, by the way, had some companies whose ideas have not panned out at all so far, and they don't get talked about as much. But his company Neuralink was supposed to implant machines, computers, in people's brains. It's really struggling to deliver on its promises. Many of the original scientists he had recruited to Neuralink have since left the company. The Boring Company, which is digging tunnels underground for transportation, possibly for a hypothetical hyperloop, super fast underground transportation, it is moving very slowly. So not all of his ideas have been a hit. And crucially, he has, at this past companies, he has built them from the start and brought in his own people, people who were attracted to him, who believed in him. At Twitter, he's coming into an established company with thousands of employees, and it seems clear that most of them at this point do not believe in him, and he is going to have to figure out whether to try to win them over or, what seems more likely based on his behavior so far, to clean house and try to bring in a whole new group of people to Twitter.
That's Will Oremus, tech writer and analyst at The Washington Post. Will, thanks for the time.
Enjoy the conversation. Thanks.